Hey, what's good? I'm back, y'all. I know it's been like probably a week since my last one, but it's all good. Let's get on into this episode. The topic that I'm gonna be discussing today, I'm gonna discuss it by request. We're gonna talk about toxic relationships. And your relationship or whatever kind of relationship you have can be toxic in many ways. We're going to just talk about like the levels of it, you know. And first of all, let me just say, I feel like we need to talk about a lot of things that people try to keep hidden or, you know, just try to keep to themselves because they don't have anyone to talk to about it, because they probably think people are going to judge them. They don't know what people think of them. But I feel like these are the main reasons why people be so stressed out sometimes, and why some people in the world give up on life, like literally like commit suicide because of toxic relationships. I think people fail to realize that. Like, what do y'all think those TV shows snapped and all that come from? Like, those, like, majority of those situations come from people being in relationships and somebody just killing somebody. Well, that's like a whole nother thing. But we're going to talk about this right here. Something that I know people go through. So, just think about a relationship. It could be any type of relationship with someone. Think about, is it a great relationship? And what I mean by great is y'all hardly have any disagreements. Like, hardly. Like, everything is all good vibes. Like, y'all be joking, having fun majority of the time. We'll just say that majority of the time. Okay. And we're going to talk about physically abusive relationships where you physically harm someone, physically touch someone, physically, you know, put your hands on somebody, like physically, like fighting somebody. And guess what? We're going to talk about men and women. It's not right on either end for anyone to do that. Okay, let's just get that out the way. We're not gonna promote it just being, you know, like women are able to hit men and men are, no, we can't, no, we're not gonna say women are allowed to hit men and men are just supposed to take it. No, and we're not saying that men need to be hitting women at all. No, nobody need to be hitting nobody, period. And the next category we're gonna talk about is mentally abusive relationships. Mentally, that's a big thing. Little do people know your mind is a very important thing. Like, it's very important. So the things people say, they stick with you. You remember that shit. So, and the next one is gonna be toxic, which is, it can be physical, mentally, all in one with a bow on it. Like, that's what toxic can be. We're gonna talk about all of those things. And I'm gonna also say this, that everybody in life goes through shit. Everybody. I don't care who you is, young, old, you know, rich or poor, everybody go through shit. Let's just get that out the way. Everybody go through stuff. Everybody has things that they remember, have probably past trauma, past this, past that. Like, everybody has it. And I also want to say, like, everybody in the world, if you were born, if you have breath in your body, everybody has a soul. Everybody has a conscience. So when people be like, how could they do something like that? Let's not have a conscience. No, they have a conscience. Whether you decide to listen to it or do what's right, that's on you. But just don't ever think for a second that someone that's living does not have a conscience. Whether they tuned into it or not, that's on them. But everybody has one. Okay. So, I also want to touch on the subject of, let's talk about the mentally abusive relationships and how it can affect people. Let's talk about it. Like, a lot of people now think that you can be with someone or just say anything to someone and they just don't remember. Like, if it's bad. Like, you can't say hurtful shit to people and think that, oh, you know, let me just, you know, we good now. You know, I apologize, we good. Just because you apologize don't mean that that person forgot. So when you in a mentally abusive relationship, you say all that crazy shit to somebody and then y'all be good the next second, you think y'all good. No, actually what you're doing is painting a bad picture of the person that you're with. Like you're making them feel like you're the enemy because you was just talking to them like you was one of their enemies off the street and saying everything hurtful to them all because you was mad. And you good now, so you expect for them to just erase their little memory bank and go on about the normal day. No, that's not how it works. And we all do it. Men and females, we all do it. We can say the most hurtful shit to people and expect for them to just take that all in and keep going without ever thinking anything negative or thinking that you're against them at any time in their relationship. That's just not how that works. So, as a solution to that, you know, I'm not perfect at all. I've hurt people. I've said hurtful things to people. But what I will say is I know what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do fucked up shit. We're gonna keep it real. I mean, this is gonna be a podcast where we're gonna keep it real. Okay? Ain't nobody perfect whatsoever. Okay? We ain't got no perfect relationships out here. We don't. You feel me? We can have people that are good for us, good fit for us, but does that mean that we're treating each other correctly? No. We're not. Let me give y'all an example of a toxic relationship if you really don't know what I'm talking about. A toxic relationship can be, y'all see, let me give y'all an example because I'm sure everybody that's in relationships or been in long-term relationships understand what I'm talking about. Y'all could be chilling with your feet up, chilling, watching movies, whatever, eating. Your significant other could piss you off so bad. Y'all have a full-blown argument saying crazy shit, digging deep, cutting deep, like saying some stuff that's like, why are you even saying this right now? And then you guys go off wherever y'all go to just to calm your nerves down. And then come back into the situation, everything cool. Again, like y'all just apologize or something, and then everything cool again. Or some people don't even apologize. They just come back into the situation like, hey, what you doing or something. You know, like just throw the whole thing off that. We just had a full-blown argument. You didn't call me bees. I mean, you didn't call me everything under the sun. Like, you didn't say some hurtful stuff. Like, you was just like my enemy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you expect for everything to be cool. And then y'all make up. Then once y'all get into it again, it's an explosion of feelings and emotions. Y'all talking crazy again, talking crazy again. Sometimes people get physical. Then y'all make up again. It could be the same day, in the same week, you know. But it constantly happens. I know people say you're going to argue in relationships. That's just what relationships are. But it's a difference between some healthy debating disagreements than some physically or mentally abusive arguments. And that's for men and women. Women say hurtful things to men, and men say hurtful things to women, period. When you're in relationships, you do it all the time. You hurt each other. And what you're doing is, you may not think you could be like really hurting somebody, but you could be like hurting that, like breaking their spirit. Like, they could have thought that you think that they're just like the best person ever. Like, but when you get into those arguments, you call them everything that's not positive. Like, everything that does something to a man, that does something to a woman. You know, and I feel like these are just situations where we just have to really watch what we say and do. You know what I'm saying? And also, let's talk about this here, because this is a major thing that people do. A lot of people, let's keep it real, a lot of people don't go to therapy or go talk to someone like a professional about these things. So therefore, if you are in a relationship that's bad, negative, everything, and then you go into another one without having that proper time to get yourself together, know what you want, you know, figure out what the red flags are, you finna take all of this that you didn't experience right here and bring it over here, and both of y'all finna have just a mess. Because y'all both ain't have no time to, you know, if y'all both do the same thing, or y'all like to just, you know, hop into relationships, y'all ain't had no time to figure out, okay, let me get some time to myself, let me think for a minute, let me get my mental and everything back together. Because you could have been in a mentally abusive relationship and probably didn't even know it at the time. You probably just, because that's all you knew. Because a lot of people have that trait to have, you know, to mentally abuse people and think that everything's fine, you know. But you could actually be in a mentally abusive relationship, leave that relationship, don't have time to be by yourself, get into another one, and you brought all that over there. That's what makes toxic relationships. Bringing like old trauma or shit that you was just recently in, or you haven't even had time to just get your mind together, you bring that into another situation, that can cause a toxic ass relationship for men and women. So I think that it's not even really a way to, well, it is a way to change those things, because we all do it. We all, you know, have relationships that can be toxic or mentally abusive, physically abusive. Figure out what you want and what you're willing to tolerate, and go from there. Like, figure it out. Actually have some time, take a moment to yourself, and figure out what you are willing to tolerate and what you're not willing to tolerate. Because actually, it's your choice. It's your choice on what you want to go through, what you ain't finna go through, what you finna put your foot down on. It's your choice. Can't nobody tell you what you want to do. And also, I feel like if you gonna argue in relationships, which that's gonna happen, people gonna argue, people gonna say crazy shit. Sometimes I didn't heard this before. Sometimes you have to really remove yourself from that situation and go get some air. Like, go somewhere else. Don't be in the same room with that person because y'all are so used to handling things a certain way. Like, why even do it? If you know good and well, y'all probably finna be okay in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Why spend all that time saying hurtful shit that that person ain't gonna never forget that you said, and it's gonna be brought back up again that you said it? Why even go through that? Like, for real. And I also think that I think everybody's looking to other couples to give them hope on how relationships should be. Which I think is bullshit. Because how you gonna look to other people to figure out, talking about some couple goals, what you mean? You don't know what they got going on behind closed doors. You don't know what they fight and argue about. Was she mad at him for? What triggers him? What makes him mad? You don't know what it is. You don't know how their arguments be. Like, that's like a crazy, you know, way to put things now. Like, you look for other people's couple goals. All you can see is pictures or how they do things like that. Like, you don't know. You ain't walking with them every step of the way to where they got, how they get to where they got to. You don't know. And I think a lot of times in this today world, it's very seldom that you find someone that really shares or have a perfect example of how a relationship should be. Like, to be honest with you, they got people who you may think they perfect, but you don't know what she putting up with to be with him, or what he putting up with to be with her. You don't know. And that's for everybody. You do not know what that person is going through. I also feel like when you get in relationships, you can't forget about you. Because a lot of the times when you're in relationships, it becomes you and that person. You and that person. You and that person. You ain't got no space. You and that person. You and the person always together. You and the person. Like, damn, you go somewhere to be like, well, so-and-so. I'm like, he in his skin, where he at? I don't know. Like, what you at? You know? That's how it can be when you know, been with somebody for so long, or, you know, it's like you lose sight of who you are in your time and your hobbies, the things that you like. It's very important to still have those things that you like to do, okay? And we're talking about just like, well, it's like that too with marriages, but I really cannot speak on marriage because I am not married, so I don't know what marriages consist of. I don't know if it's the same thing. It could be. I'm sure it can be. You know. Or do you actually come to a decision where I'm going to let you get your space and time, and I'm going to have mine. I'm going to keep my hobbies. We don't have to just be glued to each other's side every step of the way. Like, no. Relationships also, you know, is, you know, to just be or share life and grow with someone you love. That's what I feel like it should be. And I heard this from who was that? I think it was Jada Pinkett. She was saying, if you are depending on someone else to make you happy, then you have life all messed up. Like, in relationship, you're supposed to grow and find out about life individually and then come together and then, you know, achieve shit together. But you can't just be depending on someone else to come in and just sweep you off your feet and make you happy all of a sudden. No, that's not how shit works. It's not, because they got their own stuff they dealing with. Don't nobody come perfect. So that's something that you really have to look at. Ain't nobody
coming in the situation perfect. I don't care how much time you done had to figure things out. No. People still go through stuff, still have things they carry on their backs, whether you can tell or not. People have a lot of stuff going on, and sometimes it takes arguments to let all of that out. You know, and we got to just figure out what our happiness is individually. Even if we in relationships or not, we got to figure out what makes us happy. Because when you get in these relationships, it's like everything revolves around the other person or something. And it shouldn't even be like that. Like, no, you should have your time to still do the shit that make you happy. And they should still have the time to do whatever makes them happy. You know? And speaking of, those type of things, let's talk about one thing that we should never do in relationships because it's not fair to the other person, whether man or woman. We have got to stop using our significant others as a punching bag. Not just physically. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about to take out all the stuff that you're going through at that moment out on. We cannot do that. Like, that's more hurtful than anything. Like, you about to take out all your stuff out on somebody who ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, if you really think about how crazy that sounds, like, and how unfair it sounds too. Like, they don't have nothing to do with nothing that you went through. They wasn't there with you most of the time. Like, if you're just getting into something, like, they wasn't there with you. We got to think about that before we get with somebody. They ain't got nothing to do with what you've been through, the things that people did to you, the people, things people said to you. So do not take out any trauma, any past hurt, any past anything on our significant others who ain't have nothing to do with it. Or not even just significant others, just anybody. Nowadays, people take out all their stuff on random people. Just do it. Just don't even care about how that person feeling that day. Like, who, what happened to them? Like, they just will take out all of their stuff, or, you know, hurt or whatever, on just people in general. That is not right. You know what I'm saying? But who's to say what's right or wrong? Y'all see how messed up the world is? Like, do you think people really literally care about anything but themselves? Like, we got people who are actually good people at the heart. Like, really care truly about people. And we also have the ones that don't give a damn about nothing nobody else got going on. But unfortunately, we are out of time on this podcast, on this episode right here. We will continue to talk on different, you know, topics that we feel near and dear to. But just to sum everything up, we just must build each other up instead of tearing each other down, especially if we're trying to be with someone or spend the rest of our life with someone. If we just want to be in a relationship with someone, we have to build them up instead of talk down on them, you know, and use things against them that they may have told us in confidence. You know, if you're with each other, you have to trust each other. So ain't no reason to feel like the other person is the enemy. You know what I'm saying? But in due time, if they are the enemy, then, you know, God will separate them from you. You know what I'm saying? Or if you don't need to be with somebody and you are the negative, you know, in that situation, you will be taken away from something. You know what I'm saying? By force. It's no ways around that. Whatever it's meant to be, will be. And like I said before, if you guys have any questions or comments or anything, just let me know. You know, hit me up. I'm sure majority of the people that, you know, listen to my podcast, I'm either following them on either one of my social medias. But I'll be back in the next podcast to definitely let you guys know which social medias that's for. I'm out of time. But, you know, this is Vibe with Desi. And I'll holler at y'all on the next episode.